Hey guys, my name is Rita B and welcome to my podcast, Faking Adulthood, where we talk all things about absolutely nothing because we don't know what we're doing. We don't know anything. Anyways, every week I'll be having a different co-host and we'll be talking about life and love and things and every single thing in between. Today, my co-host is Kyle Smith
Bino.
Why do you say it with a question mark? Instead of an exclamation mark, you're putting a question mark. All right. It was right.
Was it right?
Yeah, but you were asking me.
Okay. No, he actually deserves his name to be said properly. So I'm actually going to say it again. Okay. His name is Kyle Smith Bino.
Oh, you got it wrong.
No.
Gotcha.
Do you know what the thing is, yeah? Mm. I'll be honest. I think that your name is a little bit unnecessary.
Go on.
I just kind of feel like with the way that it's spelled,
yeah,
it kind of just feels like you're trying to garner attention because really, your name should just be Carl.
Whoa, Carl.
Do you know what I mean? I literally had to ask my mutual friend,
right,
to send me a voice note. Do you want to hear?
Yeah.
Of her saying your name.
Okay.
Because I was like, how do I pronounce this? And she knows that English isn't my first language, right?
Okay, so, we'll come back to that.
Look. Oh, wow, that was a lot lower than I anticipated. Should we try that again?
Yes, please.
His name's Kyle.
Who's that?
Hilayo.
Who?
Adelayo.
Oh.
So it's a bit, do you know what I mean? The way it's spelled, it's, you know.
Shout out Adelayo.
Yeah, shout out Adelayo.
I've been saying her name wrong for 35 years or whatever.
See, but that I can, no, it's spelled and it's said exactly how it's spelled.
Right. Well, maybe it's from where. Maybe it's my environment.
That's your environment.
Yeah, yeah.
What do you mean about that?
Because I say Adelayo.
But it's Adelayo.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's if you're doing it like properly.
Like a Nigerian.
Like a Nigerian.
Oh, you're not Nigerian.
No.
Where are you from?
You didn't guess that by my surname.
Oh, Smith. Oh, you're Caribbean.
Yeah. Is it Jamaican?
Jamaican. Half. What's
Jamaican,
your other half?
Half Asian.
Oh, Asian.
Yeah.
Does that cool you down a little bit?
I think so. Maybe.
Asians are quite calm.
Yeah.
Would you describe yourself as a calm person?
Very.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's from my dad.
Oh.
Who's not Asian.
Oh, but your dad's, oh, cool.
Yeah. My mum's Asian, but she was not chill at all. She's chill now.
Okay.
But she was not growing up.
No, okay, fair enough. So, wow, it's like a cross, because in my mind, I feel like, you know, Jamaicans are quite, you know.
Right. You thought my dad was.
You know, a lot of things going on. Do you know what I mean? You know?
1 o'clock.
You know?
Right.
And then Asians are very like...
Yeah, yeah. Cool. Stereotypically, yeah.
Stereotypically.
Yeah.
See, this is why stereotypes are not good.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
But I am chill.
I was saying to you earlier that I've actually seen you a few times.
Yeah, I don't believe you.
And, you know, there's been times I've seen you around, you know, I've smiled and the smile wasn't given back. You know?
Name one time.
There was like a karaoke thing happening, Shoreditch House.
Julie's thing?
Yeah, I saw you there.
That was sick.
Yeah, it was really good.
That was great. She needs to do that again.
I know. That was a great event.
Oh, you saw me there. Where were you? Behind the decks?
Huh?
Were you behind the decks?
No, I'm not a DJ.
Oh. Yeah, you could say, like,
why would
I
be?
Them people that are behind the decks, like.
No, why would I do that?
I don't know.
Do I give you that vibe that I'll do that?
Yeah. That's not a bad thing.
No, I'm it's just interesting.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm not judging you.
But also your industry as well, isn't it?
Yeah, fair. No, but I was just walking, you know.
Oh, okay.
And I saw you.
Yeah.
And obviously, I know that we have a mutual.
Right.
So I was like, oh, well, I did a smile, but you didn't smile back.
Is that true? I feel like I smile at anyone.
Well, you didn't smile at me. You know?
Well, it's your word against mine. Unless we get the CCTV. Have we only got one mutual?
We might have more.
Go on.
I don't know.
Oh, okay. Right.
Anyways, welcome to the show, man.
Thank you.
It's really nice to have you. Well, as the guys know, I have to start my show usually with a complaint of the day.
Okay.
It's very important to me.
Yeah.
It gets me going.
Mm-hmm.
It makes me feel alive. So right. I have a few complaints.
Yes.
And I always have a lot of complaints. And one nearly slipped in even on my way here. But I wanted to stick to my original complaint.
Okay.
So I'm going to share what my complaint of the day is today.
Yeah.
But honestly, there's just so much to complain about.
Right.
You know?
You didn't memorize it?
I just like to have it. You know, it's just a safety thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Is that okay with you?
Yeah. I just feel like I use my capacity. I was like, all right, I'm gonna have to, because I've got to do this from work, because I had to do homework before I came here.
Yeah.
I was like, right, okay.
And it's in your mind.
Yeah. I didn't know I could cheat.
Congratulations to you.
Right.
Yeah, okay. So my complaint of the day today is very, very simple, actually. Mm-hmm. It's people who try to claim the money that you owe them, but like over a long period. Do you know what I mean? Like, right. I just feel like there should be an expiry date, you know?
Okay, how long?
So if I owe you money, right? Let's say, not like, you know, as in like you borrowed me money. I mean like we went out to dinner, for example.
Oh, I see.
You don't want a hassle. So it's like, okay, I pay for it on my account and I'll tell you guys how much you owe me. Yeah. Or like you pay for an Uber or you something. You just pay for something and you're like, you know what, guys? I've got it. I'm going to pay for it, right? Let me know how much I owe. I'll send you a Monzo request, whatever. No problem. I respect and I appreciate that you took the time to pay. My issue is this. 3 months later, you're now saying, oh, by the way, here's how much the dinner was 3 months ago.
Right.
It's too late. It's expired. Okay. There should be because then where's the limit? Do you know what I mean? Like, why is it that I'm being punished because of your memory? You don't know my situation. Do you know what I mean? 3 months ago, I had the money. 3 months later, I might not have it. And now you put me in a predicament where now I can't walk around with my head high because now I owe you money. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
My situation could have changed in 3 months. I don't even remember the food I ate. Do you know how frustrating that is?
Right.
Do you get it? Like, it's just very much like, where does it end? You know, it just feels like it's very lawless. And I just think like there's a lot of unspoken rules. And for me, they should be a cap. You know, if you haven't asked for your money in a month, baby, say that you blessed me. That's it. Let's move on. Three months later, I'm getting a Monzo request. I wake up in the morning, I'm having a good day, and suddenly I get a Monzo request talking about, oh yeah, for the dinner, blah, blah, blah. You know how many dinners I've had in 3 months? It's unacceptable.
Do you want my opinion?
So that's my complaint of the day.
Do you want my thoughts on this?
Yeah, what are your thoughts on this?
That's a Gadden problem.
Really?
Yeah.
So you don't experience that?
No.
So you get, when you pay, you just pay?
You either pay or like, there's no... I don't even have my friend's bank details. It's like, not the boys anyway. Yeah. It's just like, we only do bank deals if we're booking a flight or something. Mm. Aside from that, it's like, pay for your stuff.
So if someone paid, so if you paid for someone's dinner.
Yeah.
And you were just like, I don't want the hassle of everyone trying to split it.
No, you just get it next time.
See, maybe we need to move towards that direction.
I think so.
And you know, I think my friends have the capacity to do that. You know?
Right.
But it's like they choose not to.
But it's not, men are not doing this. No.
It's women.
Yeah.
Sometimes it can be men as well.
Because if one of my boys in a group chat sent his Monzo deals, he will get finished. He's done.
Really?
Yeah.
But you're just requesting your money back.
No.
You just have to let it go.
Yeah.
So when you decide to pay for it, it's like you're deciding.
It's either at the time, everyone splits it, or someone pay. Like, sometimes we'll do that, you know, that card roulette
thing. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I've done that once. It wasn't me that lost, thank God.
I lost in Sweden. I was fuming about it. I've got it on video as well. I was fuming about it. Yeah.
What did you have
and then? The reason I was fuming was because she picked a different card first. And then my boy was like, oh, no, we haven't done it properly because you need to hold it up and take one. And he was like, you need to hide the names on the card. I said, this waitress just met us. You think she's looking at the names on the cards and going, I'm going to pick her.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't matter. To her, they're all the same. Whether she can see the front or the back.
And then
the second time, she picked mine.
Oh, God.
And we'd done a brunch and we'd been there for about 2.5 hours drinking beers. It was £430. Obviously, after that, it was like, everyone knows I'm not paying for nothing else for the rest of the day.
Yeah, again.
You forget it. But I don't think we would have that sort of...
That's crazy. You know, when we did the Russian roulette thing, because I had pride, so I actually didn't have the money, actually.
Right.
So if they had picked my card...
What would you have done? You got screamed.
I would have made a scene, honestly. It's a stupid game anyway, man. Why are we doing this? Doesn't make any sense. We can't be doing this.
You got to snap your card.
Yeah, I would have been like, no way. But I didn't want to tell my friends because I had no business being in LA. Do you know what
okay.
I mean? But I went because I didn't want to be left out.
Yeah, of course.
Do you know what I mean? And
yeah.
It felt like it was three of us, and it felt like if they went without me, it felt like they would have new bonding.
Right, you don't want to miss those moments.
And as a three-way group, I feel like I would have got a bit of FOMO from that because it's like, wow, you know, it's not just about the activities. It's about like those moments, you know, when you get back from the party or get back from dinner and then you pour your hearts to each other, secrets come out, all that kind of thing. And I just feel like if I was in London, I would have missed that. And these are the things that bring us together.
Yes. You
know? They bond us.
Do you get FOMO in general?
Not anymore.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you like being in a house?
I love it so much.
Is
it? It's beautiful.
I can't relate.
Yeah. Okay, well, we'll dig deep into that later. Mm. But tell me your complaint of the day.
So my complaint of the day is, when was the last time you bought a suit?
I haven't worn a suit for a long time, actually.
Because I'm a stylish girl.
Yeah, but Gen Z has bullied me into thinking blazers made me look too old.
Is it?
Yeah.
Don't listen to them kids, man.
No, man.
They don't know what they're talking about.
I know, but it's like a little voice in my head, you know.
Global warming will get them anyway. My complaint of the day is how hard it is to buy a suit.
Mm.
I want a normal suit, right? I'm a normal chap.
Yeah.
I'd like my style is not crazy eccentric.
Mm.
I like sort of colourful things and sometimes quite fancy looking things, but I don't go, I'm not like experimental with it. It's like a classic suit.
Yeah.
I'm going on these websites, boxy, distressed, urban, cropped suit. Get off me.
Yeah.
Why is my suit distressed? I want to go to a wedding. Distressed.
It's not the right place.
Like all of these things, the adjectives that they're putting before the thing. I just want a
classic suit.
Fit.
Yeah.
Oversized suit. No, I want my size. What? That's what tailors are for. Why is it so hard? Yeah. And everything's got flares now.
Yeah.
I want the thing to. I got big feet in it, so I have to be careful of my choices.
Oh, it's because it can't be too.
It can't be crazy.
Yeah.
Tapered.
Yeah, because your feet just look abnormal. No?
But,
sorry.
But then.
Sorry. Sorry, could you share something with me and then I just.
Right, yeah, yeah.
I threw that back in your face and that wasn't
appropriate. Tapped into my insecurities, yeah.
Sorry, I mean, sorry, that was honestly.
But also, I can tell you're fighting not to look down.
So hard. Honestly.
You want to look at my feet?
I'm going to look down so bad.
No, go on, do it.
I don't think it's appropriate.
Go on.
No, I just take your word for it. You got big feet. Continue. Yeah. No, it's okay.
They're not like American basketball size.
I know,
they're just big.
It's not often that someone like would make emphasis to it. So obviously, clearly,
right. Well, I've got a complex about not complex, but if there was one thing I could change, it would be that.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you feel like it walks into rooms before you?
You just look. You thought I was going to clock you. You think you're sick. You thought, yeah, I'll sneak one in. Look at you.
I'm not going to look.
Can you just look?
No, it was brief.
It's
so,
go on, because if not, I'm going to clock you doing it later.
Yeah, he does have big feet, guys.
So I'm size 11, right?
Damn.
What?
I'm so sorry. That was such an intrusive thought. I'm so sorry.
Size 11 is not even big like that.
But isn't that the biggest size?
What are you talking about? The biggest size. That's crazy. No, you can get you get into like custom made.
That's 11.
No, but it's
like
not the biggest before.
Custom made.
No, like. No. You can get before you have to go to like a specialist. The size, I think there's size 12 and 13, and then after that you have to
Get
them shipped in from America. Okay. But yeah, so size 11. Anyway, I forgot what we were talking about.
The tapered trousers.
Yes. Yeah, so yeah. The suit can't be.
Yeah.
But I don't want.
Wide
Playboy Carti,
yeah,
or Uzi Vert. Them all, you know, like flares are in now.
Yeah, they're very in. Yeah,
but and whoever likes that. It's not my character.
It's not your style. Yeah,
but I just want a classic suit.
Yeah,
I don't want my suit to have flares. I find something I think yes, perfect.
Yeah,
then I scroll down and the model's got
flares.
Your foot wide open.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
So
yeah.
That's my complaint.
It's a good complaint.
I want things. I miss the old days.
No, you want just something classic.
Normal. Yes, please.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like a nice Armani suit or something.
Yeah.
It's classic.
Classic suit.
You know?
No. That's all.
I respect that. That's a very good.
But I think all clothes are going that way now.
honestly, it's really hard to find clothes these days.
Do you shop in the shops?
I hate physical shopping.
Is it?
I'm like an online girl. I just see it. I like to make a whole thing of it, you know? I'll have a show in the background, be on my phone, cozy.
Right.
I'll go to page 25 if I have to. Do you know what I mean?
What about all the returns and that?
I kind of pretty much know my size, but also I love, when I do a return, I love when that money enters my account again. It's such a beautiful feeling.
Like you got paid again.
Yeah, it's, oh,
amazing. Yeah, but the actual having to go, like, take it to the post office.
Yeah, that is a hassle. Yeah, it is. But I hate walking around. Like, especially like when you're shopping and you start carrying the bags and it's like heavy.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? And I don't like, I feel like my shoulders are a bit weak. So like, when I'm carrying my handbag, it just kind of feels like it's weighing me down on one side.
Right.
It's just a hassle. I like to make
a day of it. I like to go, really? I'm going shopping. Yeah.
No, I'm just like, I can follow my friend shopping, but I'm such a quality time girl. So it's like just any excuse, right?
Right,
I'm just all right, you want to go? I'll come with you.
Yeah, I understand.
We'll be talking.
Yeah, you'll be cool.
But yeah, I'm just like not a big fan of it by myself, really.
Mm.
It's just a bit boring, I think, by myself.
Okay, I like it. Friend. So you definitely don't like TK Maxx?
Oh, no.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm in and out in like two
I think the world is split between people who like TK Maxx and don't.
Yeah, that's a very good, that's very specific.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because some people cannot hack it.
Yeah. But sometimes you get some good stuff in there.
You do, if you put the time in.
But I don't, yeah.
And I put the time in. Mm. I like to, I go in there, sat in my earphones, I push the rack.
Yeah.
I get to like the section of my size, push it, and then start doing that one by one. I love it.
This is so expensive. What's been like your favorite buy that you like just got there and you were like, ooh.
I bought this suit once from TK Maxx, like 2018. I walked to a wedding in Rome.
Mm.
It was too hot. The theme of the wedding was hats.
Hats?
Yeah.
As in hats?
Yeah.
Mm.
Everyone has to wear a hat.
Interesting.
Yeah. It's one of the best weddings I went to.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, they're no longer together.
It's a shame.
But that's...
That was a great party, I guess.
It was a great party.
Yeah.
The ceremony was about 20 minutes.
Mm.
And then we had the party in his parents' house, which is like just outside of Rome.
Wow.
And it was a pool party.
Wow.
Yeah.
That sounds great.
It really was.
Damn.
Yeah, it was brilliant. I guess there won't be any anniversary parties.
And it probably would have been a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It would have been five... It was 2018. Oh, it would have been...
That's 7 years.
Yeah, yeah. What a shame. But why am I talking about that? Yes, that's the best suit. That's the best thing that I picked up at TK Maxx because it was a really nice suit and everyone was like, where's the suit from? And I was like, guess. and then after about five guesses, when people are getting bored of guessing, I'll be like,
TK Maxx.
Never.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Clothes from TK. See, that's even beyond me.
Why, what are you thinking? Home stuff?
Yeah.
Oh,
because
okay.
They have great home stuff in there.
Yeah, they do.
Do you know what I mean? Like, really, really great. Yeah. But I don't have the time.
Right.
The capacity. Do you know what I mean? It's just not really a bit of me.
I mean, one thing I would never do is go on the TK Maxx website. that's
I haven't
crazy.
Even tried to do that, actually. Is there a website?
Yeah.
I should do that then.
It's like it's like having a website for a charity shop.
Oh,
I think it's like those things
much.
Should not
Yeah. You just have to walk in, feel the vibe, you know, do that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
But that's. Yes, that's my overall complaint, that there should be classic suits available and I shouldn't have to get to page like 17 before I can find something suitable.
That's a very good play on words. You're a writer though, aren't you?
Yeah, a little bit.
So it's easy for you, right? To just
That's light work.
Light work.
Yeah,
I like that for you.
Wordsmith.
Really?
Wordsmith Biner.
Did people call you that or did you call yourself that?
I call myself that.
Okay. Has anyone ever backed it up?
Huh?
Has anyone ever backed it up? No.
Yeah.
Not one person, right?
Yes.
Not one person.
I just can't think of them right now.
Well, I mean, if someone called me a wordsmith, that's something I would remember.
Right, but so many people have done it that I can't. I was going to order it
in
a list of people that you might know down to people that don't.
Yeah, because like when people call me a genius, that's something I remember. Do you know what I mean? I've been called a genius so many times.
Right. The last time?
Probably even last week.
Last week?
Yeah.
I was going to say yesterday.
Yeah, last week.
Last week.
Yeah, because the thing is, I think a lot of people are like, oh my God, like, Rita, the way your mind works is so fascinating. You're definitely a genius.
That is true.
And I'm like, you know what? I think I might be a genius, actually. If I was born in another time, I mean, my talents could have been used for so many different things.
Or they would have called you a witch and tried to drown you.
Why would you say something like that?
Just saying, you said another time.
That's not the time I was talking about.
You talking about the future?
I could have been. I never said, well, I don't want to go back to that time. I'm going to go to a good time where I'll be appreciated. You're talking about I get drowned because I'll be a witch. What's your problem, man? What is actually your problem? What the hell? Anyway, I'm going to move on, man. So, talking about brains, right? I've been realizing that my brain has been kind of rotting a little bit. Mm. And I didn't like that feeling, you know.
Right. Especially when you've not been using it enough.
Yeah, right. You know, too much, you know, TikTok, watching shows, all of this kind of stuff. So I found myself, you know, like I've said that, you know, English is my second language. So
how many times do you say that per episode?
As much as I need to.
Okay.
Just to make it very clear. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't want people to be offended how I say words.
Right.
You know.
But I haven't. There's nothing that you said that I've noticed that I've been like, oh, that's because.
Yeah, I've been really working on it, you know.
Okay.
Yeah. It's not easy.
Where were you born?
What?
What do you mean, though?
Where does it matter?
Where were you born?
In Bangladesh.
Huh?
Yeah, it's an interesting story, actually.
Go on. What's the capital again?
Hmm? Of what? Bangladesh?
Yeah.
Look, at the end of the day, right? I don't know
where
why.
Where are you born?
Okay. You know what? This is actually my fault.
Yeah.
Because I think what happened is that I didn't brief you properly when you, uh-huh. when you sat down.
Right.
So basically what happens is that, like, this is my show.
Yes.
And it's like, I say things and, like, you know, as my co-host, yeah. you just, like, accept it.
Right.
And it's not really...
But we're also bonding.
We are bonding.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying
and so
it.
I ask questions like, where were you born, for example?
Yeah. Okay, I was born in Ghana.
Right.
Yeah, I was born in Ghana. And then I lived there for, you know, a bit. And
how long, roughly, since we're getting to know each other?
Give or take, you know, some time.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's nice that you asked me this, actually.
Yeah.
I don't really get to talk about my life in Ghana. Mm-hmm. You know, it was a really interesting time. Do you know what I mean? I used to help out my mum a lot. Mm-hmm. I worked in the marketplace. And in that marketplace,
worked.
Like I also, yeah, I converted money at the marketplace, but then I also sold fruits and drinks just by the roadside. There's this town called Akwaaba.
You said you converted money? Like a car, like a bureau de change? And you sold fruit in the same establishment?
I'd like to move on now, if that's right.
None of that makes sense.
I just think there's some stories that don't make sense, and that's okay.
You were born in Ghana.
Why are you not letting this go?
And then you came to this country when? It's just because you said this a few times now.
Yeah.
Right, so English is not your first language.
It's not. So, okay. Sorry, it's just, your reactions is just, yeah. I was born in Ghana.
Right. And then you came here when you were?
About 5 years old.
Five.
Yeah.
You was changing money before you was five.
You know, Ghanaians are hustlers. We all know that.
Yes, but how?
You can't relate because you're born here.
Yeah, but
so you can't relate.
You were changing money at what, three?
And look, you were born here, which meant that right, when you were five, you were in reception, right?
Yeah.
Exactly. So you were making friends, learning words, doing what, childish things, mm-hmm. right? We're not the same. And I think it's immediate that we're not the same. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, obviously, from when we've started this conversation already, we're looking at the intellectual, do you know what I mean? When I was five,
yeah,
I was making shit pop off. Do you get it? And that's the reality. So, English isn't my first language. Okay?
Okay.
And I just think that people who have multiple languages should actually be respected more. It's actually insane.
No, I agree with that.
They get mocked. Do you know what I mean? So, obviously,
are you fluent?
The first language.
Yeah.
Something like that, yeah.
Which is what? Twi?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yeah. Anyways, my word of the day is...
Yeah.
Is it? Are you okay?
Yeah, it's just you sort of glossed over that. And you said people that speak other languages should be respected more, so I thought you'd want to go into it a little bit.
I don't like to make a big deal about things.
Understand, but do you want to say it loads of times.
You know, but I just wanted to make it, you know, I don't want to make a big deal about it.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Understood, completely.
You know, it's just a boundaries thing. Mm-hmm. I hope you can respect that.
I will.
Thank you.
From here on out, until you say it again.
Thank you. I won't need to. Now we've understood the journey.
Okay.
And that's all that matters.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I just like to be understood.
Right.
You know? Anyways, so I like to have a word of the day, mm-hmm. you know, just to get the juices flowing, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? So my word of the day today is insuperable.
One more time?
Insuperable.
Right.
Have you heard of that word before? No.
No, I haven't.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. do you want me to, let's play it. Just make sure I've said it right.
Insuperable.
Insuperable, yeah.
Right.
And you want to know what it means?
Yes, please.
Basically, it means something described as insuperable is impossible to gain control of, solve, or overcome. And you know what's really interesting about this is that it's so timely because you've been trying to understand my story and you've been trying to solve it, right? Because some things for you aren't clicking.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really interesting that I didn't know that you were going to come here and do that and question my existence. And now here we are with a word called insuperable, which is basically saying it's impossible to gain control. You can't gain control of the narrative I'm presenting to you.
No, but I'm trying to gain understanding.
You can't solve it and neither can you overcome it. Do you know what I mean? So this word...
Overcome.
This word is actually for you. You...
Yeah, but I'm not trying to control it. I'm just trying to understand.
I know, but you just have to let it go, don't you? Insuperable.
stop pointing at the screen.
Insuperable. Okay, that's what's happening right now.
Right.
It's a great word.
It is a great word,
Do you like that word? Yeah.
And thank you for teaching
Insuperable.
Me.
No, thank you. It's not often that someone says that, actually. Can you say that again?
Thank you. Rita, thank you for teaching me.
You're welcome. That was nice.
Mm-hmm.
In that moment, I felt closer to you.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Because that's how I'm looking at this.
Yeah,
it's a bonding experience. I thought, we could be mates.
I think so.
Yeah.
That's why when I smiled at you at that time, you know.
Can't prove that happened.
Yeah, we don't need to go into the past.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. What are your views on people who break rules?
I stand with them.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Why is that?
I think I'm a bit of a rule breaker.
Okay.
A bad boy.
Mm.
And I think that rules are there to be broken or sort of tampered with to fit your own situation.
Wow. So you don't believe rules are there for a reason?
Yeah, but like it's boring, isn't it? It is boring. And I think it's 9 times out of 10, something funny doesn't happen from following the rules. It's usually from bending or breaking them.
Okay.
And I'm all about what's funny.
I get that. So you're like that in your everyday life. You just like things to be funny.
Yeah.
Mm. Do you find that?
But
quite
also,
annoying?
I think I have a problem with authority. Yeah.
Don't like being told what to do.
Not necessarily that. I think it's. I don't know where it stems from.
Mm.
I've probably talked about it in therapy, but not enough.
Okay.
But I do have a problem with authority, and I don't like to. Like, if something says no entry, I'm like, I want to go there.
See, and this is my issue.
Mm.
You know, today, you know, I was at the train station.
Mm.
I was walking the Central Line. It's quite a long walk.
You got a Central Line today?
Yeah, only one stop, though. But I had to change.
A daredevil.
Yeah. It was very terrible. But anyway, I had to change, so I had to walk. And then as I looked to my right, I see this guy. It says no entry.
Mm.
And I just see him walk down the stairs. No regard for where
Tottenham Court Road?
Yeah.
That's the secret way.
Did
you follow him?
No.
Why not?
I stopped, actually. I actually stopped in the middle, and I turned, and I was like...
To who?
I was like...
To the camera.
Because who do you think you are? It's a sense of entitlement, isn't it? All of us...
No, but he knows that that's the secret way.
All of us are walking around.
No, I don't.
And I just thought, who do you think you are? It says no entry in bold. Right. And that just really got to me, actually. That would have been my complaint.
Are you going to do it next time?
No, because it says no entry for a reason.
Yeah, but I'm telling you now, that's the quicker way. So you're saving time. You're a busy person. You've got things to do. You've got people to see, places to be.
Yeah.
Those seconds are the difference between you missing the train or waiting another 3-4 minutes.
Yeah. You know, I'd rather be late.
Really?
You just can't go around breaking rules.
Wow.
There are rules for a reason. Do you know what I mean? It's like... You know, if something was to happen.
I thought I'd pitch that to you really well, actually, the way I did that.
No, you did. But it's more so agenda. Maybe if you said this to me off the pod, maybe I would consider it a bit more.
Right.
But I've come with an agenda, which is no rule breaking.
Yeah, you know? Okay, fair enough.
I just was really shocked at that. Do you watch Curb Your Enthusiasm?
I've seen it, but I couldn't say I'll watch it.
Mm, that's sad.
I know that I'd like it.
It's just so
also
good.
I don't even know where to find it. Is it on, what's it on?
Sky.
Mm.
Mm. No place that you watch shows on.
No, you just made me think about the fact that I tried to watch Love Island the other day and it said press red to upgrade.
Oh.
And I couldn't believe that that's the situation I was in.
So you don't have ITVX?
Well, I thought I did. Oh. What, the app?
It's on TV now. Oh, not even ITVX, ITV2.
Yeah, that's what I wasn't watching it live. Oh. But I went to catch up.
Yeah.
And it said press red to upgrade. Oh. And I thought, what?
Wow.
So I don't know what's happened there, and I'm gonna have to contact them, but you know, it's at the bottom of my list.
Yeah.
Also, it's finished now.
It's over.
I know who won.
You know who won.
Yeah.
That's a good win for our people.
Yeah, I was surprised at that.
I was very surprised. I can't lie to you. I was
Do you think
ready.
It's rigged? Do you think it's ITV going, fine, we'll give you some?
Well, either way, I don't mind.
Yeah, take it.
I'll take it. Mm. I take it. I think they deserved it. I watched the whole thing.
I didn't
watch
enough of it to know.
Yeah, I watched quite a bit of it.
Okay.
And it was good. But it's interesting, isn't it? Like, you know, we're congratulating people for finding love. You know?
So, yeah, you do that for your friends.
I just find it so...
That's the whole concept of like an engagement party.
Yeah, but I'm just like, it's just a bit unfair, you know? They get to go in there, find love, get loads of opportunities, get congratulated, all for doing the thing that we do every day, but we don't get an audience. Do you know what I mean? Do you know what I mean? It's just like, wow, you come out, it's like an incubator, you know? You go in, you find love, come out, you're richer, got lovers.
Not all of them.
A lot of them, though. Their life changes. I'm like, oh. I try to find love every day. What do I get for it? Nothing.
Yeah, but then when you do, your friends will congratulate
but
you.
But when?
When you do.
When? Not in 6 weeks, like these guys.
It's not 6 weeks? That was on for time.
It was about 6 weeks.
No, Love Island was on for bare long.
8 weeks max.
Maybe.
8 weeks max. Mm. I don't think that's really fair. But I can't go on Love Island, I'm too old.
Yeah, but if you dedicated your time to finding love every day, as much as they do. They're doing it every day for, let's say, 8 weeks.
Yeah, but then they've got people picked for them. How am I going to do that? Like, how would I decide, okay...
That guy that went down the no entry on the Central Line.
What?
What about him?
It's a rule breaker.
Exactly. yin and yang.
It's not going to work.
Never know.
It's not going to work for me.
What's your type?
Whatever my spirit connects to.
Okay. What? I mean, that could be literally anything.
No, I like funny, ambitious, kind, interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? I hate people that are boring. Mm. Do you know what I mean? Do you know what, yeah? This is quite specific, but I like a tone in a voice, you know?
Really?
I don't like it when it's just, why do you say really like that? It's like, really? See, there's musicality to that.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But I don't like it when it's just like, really? It's just and then I did this. Do you know what? I don't really like East London accents.
What's an East London accent? Because there's some people from Bermondsey that sound like they're from Bow.
No, but it's not, because you sound like you're from South.
How?
It's just a tonality. I think people from East London, they just have a... I like an accent that has character. Do you know what I mean?
So what's Adelaide's accent?
Very like nearly... It's like posh. I don't know why she speaks like that.
Posh?
A little bit, yeah. I think she speaks quite proper a little bit sometimes.
Really?
Yeah. Really?
I think we sound the same.
Really? Yeah, you're both from East, isn't it?
Yeah.
Really? It's just so...
Is that your impression?
Really?
Can you do impressions?
Yeah. What's so funny?
I've decided that you can't.
See, that's very unacceptable. Who do you think you are?
Impressions.
Why can't I do impressions?
What impressions?
I went to acting school. Do impressions.
Accent school.
Acting.
Oh, what impressions?
Whatever gets thrown at me, I can do.
No, I'm not saying accents and stuff.
Oh,
I'm
like
saying
impressions.
Impressions, like of an actual other person.
I mean, is it? No, I can't.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, that's what I said.
Yeah,
so I was
right. Yeah, I can't. Okay. Yeah, you're right. What are your views on haters?
What are my views on haters? I think you need haters.
Yeah, I think that as well, actually.
Cat Williams once said, if you've got 10 haters, you've got to double it by summer.
What? Why am I doubling my haters?
He said you got to work so hard that you double your haters.
I've been thinking about who is the first hater to ever exist, you know? Because I think like with the whole like Kendrick thing and all of that, and let me tell you, I'm the biggest hater. It was like so vocal and so passionate and it was something I respected, you know? Mm-hmm. So I was thinking like, who, like, I was thinking of the saying, oh, how the tables have turned. Yeah.
Right.
that was a hater. Do you know what I mean? I feel like it's a hater that would say something like that. Do you know what I mean? Do you know what the definition of that is?
Mm.
Where it comes from?
What, hater?
No. Oh, how the tables have turned.
No, but if I was to guess...
Do you know?
I don't know, but if I was to guess, I'd say it's something to do with the Tudor times.
It did start right, like, way back with, like, board games and stuff.
Right.
And that's where it really came from. But I'm wondering who was the person that was, like, in a situation and it's like, oh, how the tables have turned. It feels like such a hate thing to say to someone.
It does,
and essentially it's like, you were causing me problems and now I'm causing you problems.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, how the tables have... It sounds very Nigerian, actually.
Yeah, it does.
A Nigerian will say something
poetic.
Like that. It's so poetic. So I was thinking, like, who is, like, the first... Who was, like, the first hater to, like, ever exist? Do you know what I mean? Just look at someone and be like...
Scar.
Oh. Why'd you say Scar?
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, from Lion King.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm, he was a hater.
Big time.
Big time hater.
Look how he did his brother.
That has a hater.
He bodied his brother.
Yeah, that has a hater. That's an extreme level of hate.
Yeah, proper.
Yeah, that was a big hater. Do you know who else thinking Cain in the Bible? He was a hater.
I agree with that, yeah.
He was a big time hater.
But also, what was he hating on?
This is it. I feel like his brother was just more charismatic than him. And he was just hating because of it. He was just like, oh, I'm just a hater. Do you know what I mean? I reckon like Noah was also a hater.
Why?
The guy that built the ark. Because you would have to be a hater. Like, I've found out recently, I thought he was building the ark for like 4 or 5 days or something. But apparently it was like 50 years. Do you know what I mean? And now imagine.
50?
Yeah, apparently. It's like 50 years. He's trying to build this ark, right? And there's never been rain before. So imagine this guy is in town building this ark and people are looking at him like, bro, it's never rained before. What are you doing? And
it's what is even rain?
Like, what is even rain? No one knows what it is. And he's like, guys, I'm telling you guys, water's going to come from the sky. It's going to be like this. And they're like, oh, piss off, Noah. Like, come on, here Noah go. He's high again. He's drunk again. Do you know what I mean? Imagine the torment. And he knows that if you man don't listen to me, you lot are going to die. So that's probably what drove him. He had to be a hater. Because he was like, do you know what? I know God told me to build this, but the fact that you lot don't believe me, you guys are cooked. I'm only picking 2 people out of go to come in this thing and the rest of you lot, yeah.
No, but didn't he took his whole family in there, didn't
it? His family, but imagine the people that were mocking him, man. That would turn me into a hater. Think about it. Imagine someone's tormenting you every day. Imagine you're writing something and you're like, this is going to be epic. It's going to be good. And they're like, nah, shit, man. It's not going to be good. It's rubbish. And you're like, no, I know the future. You imagine.
Yeah, but I don't think I'm the hater in that situation.
You're not the hater. It's them. They're the haters. But it'll turn you into a hater as well. Because when you're successful, you're like,
I think afterwards, when I've survived the flood
you're
and all
be
of that,
hater.
I'm going to be number one hater. Yeah, yeah.
And that's what I mean.
Yeah. Especially if someone tries to build an ark after me. So you waited till I did it.
You didn't hear me when I told you it was going to happen in the first
place. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Now you're living in an aquarium. You want to start building an ark. I'll poke holes in it.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
So I reckon he was up there. But I don't know why I came up with this. It's just a thought I had. Mm. I was one day I was just sitting down and I was like, who was the first hater, man? How were they received?
Yeah. I mean, obviously there were other haters before Scar.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Like Shakespearean times.
Bear haters.
Probably Shakespeare himself, actually.
I reckon he's a rookie hater.
Oh, actually, I feel like he probably wrote a lot of these plays because there was a girl that he liked and she liked a man that was doing like poems or something. Mm. And it's like, poems? I don't write plays, Rubey. I think it's probably that.
I feel like the best things do come out of like little things like that. Though,
yeah.
You know? Like just little like, what?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I could do better than that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm going to do better than
that. One little sonnet. Watch this soliloquy. That's what I think. But I think Scar is my earliest memory of a hater.
Mm.
So I was like, why is your brother your op?
Why is your brother your op? Do you know what I mean? Do you think he's
because you're chilling with hyenas. And he's actually friends with other lions. It's mad.
It's mad. Do you think you have any ops?
Do I have any ops?
Mm.
There's this girl, right? And I'm not going to say her name. But she said to me one day, I don't like you because so many people like you. Honestly, she said that to me. She said, so many people, everyone's always like, oh, you're so great. Oh, Kyle's great. Kyle's so funny, nice. Blah, blah. I don't get it.
And then what did you say?
And I was like, I thought she was joking. I was like, she's like, nah, I don't get it. Like, what's that about? And I was like, I think it's true. Like, yeah, well, no, I don't buy it. Every time I see her, it's become a thing now where it's a sort of in-joke, but it's an in-joke with me. And like, she's involved, but she's not in the joke.
Yeah.
So whenever I see her, I'm like, hey, how are you? And she's like, yeah. But she means it. I don't know if she, like, I said this to someone before and they were like, she's flirting.
I was going
to
say she fancies you. I was going to say that.
I hope she sees this, actually.
Yeah, maybe she fancies
writes
you.
In.
And she's like,
do you get people writing in?
Sometimes, but not a lot, actually. I get quite ignored, you know.
What do you mean?
I'll tell people, you know.
Oh, you tell people, like, hey, reach out
me,
with...
Send me something, you know. Send me your complaint or send me this. And I just think I just haven't reached that place yet where people respond.
But do you know what it is? I think a lot of people don't think that they're like, oh, she'll never read mine.
Yeah, I will. I will read it. Please send, you know. I'll read it.
Yeah, I think people. I think you should all write in.
Please.
That's all I've got.
No, I thought you were going to give me more, but...
No.
Mr. Wordsmith. I think she fancies you, though.
Yeah, that's what someone else said.
That's a crazy thing to say to someone, though.
But she seems like there's no... You know, I can tell when people are, like, acting or, like, putting on a... It feels real.
Really?
She's not even an actor.
Wow, did it hurt your feelings?
Well, a little bit. And one of my best friends said to me that I want to be liked. And I think it's true. One, I'm an only child. And two, I'm obsessed with the idea of friendship.
Aww.
And I think I do want to be liked. So when someone, for the first time, I mean, apart from like in school when it's like, not your friend anymore.
Yeah.
When someone as an adult says to you, I actually don't like you. But not even in an aggressive way, just in like a matter of fact, like, yeah, everyone else thinks you're great and I don't, so I don't get what it's about. I was like, what?
Whoa. Yeah. Why?
Yeah.
I would actually want to know why. I would like her to unpack it. Like if it was me, I'd be like, why though?
Maybe she'll write in.
Yeah, maybe she'll write in. If you're listening to this right now, and if you're his biggest hater, just let me know.
Yeah.
Let's talk about it. You know?
But I think that's my only op.
That's crazy though.
Yeah.
That's actually kind of shocked me because that's just mad to say to someone, to their face as well. Do you know what that reminds me of when I had a salon and I was talking to...
I know this is a mutual we have.
Who?
Daisy.
Daisy, she's like at L'Oreal.
Yeah, yeah. Still does.
Oh, but in New York, right?
New York, yeah. I was with her a couple weeks ago, and she mentioned you.
Oh.
She said that's how she knows someone because she used to go to your salon.
Yeah, exactly.
And there was someone else also used to go.
Yeah,
that's how they're friends.
Yeah.
But
Yeah.
So yeah, I was with her in New York.
Oh.
She's thriving.
She looks like she's having a great time, man. Really love that for her. But yeah, when I had the salon, I had a receptionist. And I was having a chat with her. Like, we had, like, a misunderstanding. So I took her to the shops. I think it was, like, a waffle shop. We sat across each other. And I was like, oh, okay. I'm sorry. I think I shouted at her or something like that.
Right.
Like, I had a mini breakdown or whatever.
Yeah.
I was frustrated.
Uh-huh. Understandable. You're a business owner.
It happened, right? Yeah. So I was apologizing to her. Yeah. You know, blah, 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 blah. And then she was all like, yeah, I don't like you. And I was like, okay. She goes, oh, yeah. And the thing is, you know, me and the other girls, we've actually bonded over the fact that we don't like you. And I was like...
That could be a mind game.
And I was like, oh. Okay.
Oh, is it true?
Yeah. Because they all had actually bonded. Yeah. And the thing is, at the time, I kind of just took it. And I was like, okay, that's fine. Anyways, want to apologize. Da, 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 da. Try to explain myself. Blah, 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 blah. Right? But it's only later on in like therapy and stuff.
Yeah.
I was like, shit. That's really an awful thing to say to someone, to look them in their face and tell them, oh, we bonded over the fact that we don't like you.
Wow.
And it was just such a horrible thing to like say to someone.
I can't imagine you being not nice.
It's so funny that people say that to me now. But back in the days, I've got a few ops, they'll say I wasn't very nice. But I feel like when you're like someone's boss,
they're
always going to feel like you're not nice.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But yeah, it's a terrible time.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm sorry you had to hear that.
Yeah, thank you, man. But I feel like, again, we've bonded because someone's looked you in your face and said, we don't get it, you know?
And only now one person, though, not a group. If a group of people bonded over not liking me, I don't know how I'd recover from it.
I guess another thing we don't have in common, then. That's fine.
But maybe there is a group. Maybe she's got a WhatsApp group of other people.
Yeah, actually, there was a WhatsApp group created.
Was there?
Against me before as well.
Wow.
I'm not going to mention her name. She knows who she is, though.
Oh, different person?
Yeah. She created a WhatsApp group with her and her friends because I was dating her ex.
Oh, understandable.
It's not really.
Not a WhatsApp group, though. That's just have a chat.
No, it's a WhatsApp group. And they all, like, would, like, every time I would tweet something.
Yeah.
They would, like, reply to the tweet and say things like.
On the burner?
Yeah, and they'll say things like, oh, yeah. I think I said, oh, I had a date or something.
Mm.
And then they were like, oh, yeah, going to a man's house isn't a date.
I didn't even say it was a man's
house. Was to me.
I never said it was a man's house. That's mad.
It was really sad.
Wow.
Yeah.
But you've come out the other side.
Yeah. And then also, and I'm joking, imagine I'm like.
There was this day party where they stopped the music and they all sang about. Oh, sorry.
Yeah. That wasn't a sincere song.
No, it was.
That was not sincere.
It was.
Sorry.
No, I am.
Oh, hope you're all right.
No, but that would have stressed me out.
Yeah, it was all right. What are your top five TV shows?
Ever?
Yeah, I like to, like, that gets me, you know, it makes me understand people more. Like, what do you spend your time watching?
Bob's Burgers. Powerpuff Girls. It's not all animation.
Did you say Powerpuff Girls?
Yes, please.
As your top?
Top five of all time, yes.
TV show?
Ever.
Okay, carry on.
I'm trying not to think of things that I'm watching recently.
Yeah,
because that's all that's in my head. Having said that, Mayor of Kingstown, I think, is one of the best shows I've ever seen.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
It's too good. There's also things like, because of nostalgia, that I want to say, like Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Mm.
But I don't know. Mork and Mindy, do you remember that?
No.
With Robin Williams.
No.
He played a alien who had come to Earth and chosen the body of a human. And Mindy was sort of just teaching him how to be a normal person.
Mm.
That's old. We're talking like... That was on the TVs. Well, my nan and granddad had this TV where there wasn't a remote. You had to press the button on the on the TV.
Showing your age.
Are we the same age?
Don't think so.
So why have we got mutual friends that are all the same age? I think we are the same age. But only based on that. You look like a small child. No, as in like a young baby girl.
Mm. I can accept that.
Thank
you for that.
Sure.
I kind of needed
you didn't
that.
Like it the first time.
Yeah, but then you changed it and I kind of needed that. Actually.
Oh, that is what I meant though.
Yeah, thanks.
And, but I do still think that we're the same age because of our mutual friends. You gonna tell me how old you are or you don't want them
absolutely
to know?
Absolutely not, no.
Oh.
No. You say your age and they use it against you.
Right.
You know what I mean?
They make it the title of the group chat.
You know what I'm saying? It's just, okay. Told you something that was sensitive and here you are. Changed it to a joke. I just think your top five are completely horrendous.
Hang on, wait. I haven't even got through the five yet.
That's five.
We're on Mork and Mindy, Powerpuff Girls, Bob's Burgers.
Yeah.
Mayor of Kingstown.
And then what's the fifth?
Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Wow. That's such an interesting... Okay, Buffy the Vampire Slayer is fantastic. Mm-hmm. Sabrina Teenage Witch, actually really good. Can't remember Powerpuff Girls, and I haven't watched it
too. You can't remember Powerpuff Girls?
Not at all. I don't have any memory of it.
Blossom, Buttercup and Bubbles. Fighting Mojo Jojo.
Okay, I remember that now.
The professor created them in the lab.
Do you watch this like continuously?
They beat people up.
Okay.
The city of Townsville. They're protecting the city of Townsville. The mayor's calling them every day. He's got problems. They have to come and beat people up.
So what do you watch this?
The Gangrene Gang. You don't remember any of this?
I just remember the names and you just said it. Like, do you watch this like repeatedly?
Watch it now.
Wow.
Pop it on the background. There's a channel. I don't know where this channel exists in the real world.
Yeah.
But I got a Fire Stick. I don't know where it came from. It just appeared in my house.
Okay, fair. Yeah,
and there's a channel on there which is 24/7 Powerpuff Girls. There's also 24/7 Dexter's Laboratory.
Dexter's is a good show.
So what? What, better than Powerpuff Girls?
100%, yeah.
You're gassing, bro.
100%. I just think it's a little bit childish that those are your top five. I don't know. I was expecting something more.
What, I'm going to say Succession.
It's a good show. It's a very good show.
Yeah, it is. It's a great show.
It's a great show. And also, like, you know, you do comedy, so I thought that, you know, you would have some of the...
What's funny at Sabrina the Teenage Witch?
The Office.
The Office? You're talking about the American one?
100%.
I haven't seen it. I know it is, I know it's funny, but I haven't seen it.
So what comedy shows do you watch?
Loads.
Like what?
British ones.
Oh.
I don't really watch American... I mean, I will if it's... When I was in Florida, I watched all of Abbott's Elementary.
I haven't seen it yet.
I watched all of it.
Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, it's good, yeah.
That's really interesting, though, that you don't watch... That you watch British comedy and not...
Yeah, but I don't... Also, I don't even know where things are. Like, how do you find stuff?
You know what? It makes sense, actually, you know, because you're out there, yeah? You're working, you know? You're not just calling yourself an actor. You're an actor. Do you know what I mean? You're making money from it. Then you've got others, like myself, you know? I call myself an actor. When was the last time I acted? Do you know what I mean?
I saw that thing you did with Nadine and Adler. Yeah.
I'm watching TV. No, but, you know, I'm not on set.
Oh, I get
you. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Not on set, not, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm spending too much time watching TV, but it sounds like, you know, you're on the right track, you know? You know, you're working, you're watching British comedy. It makes sense. I don't really watch British comedy.
You should.
I think I should.
I'll give you some, I'll pop over some suggestions.
It's always a bit techie though when people suggest shows, because it's awkward, isn't it?
No, I think I've gauged what you would like.
Really? Because if I don't like it, it's like, how do we go on from there?
I think we can be honest with each other.
Okay.
We have been so far.
Okay. If it's look, because if I think it's shit, I'm just going to say, don't send me anything again.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
What kind of stuff do you like watch? Like, what kind of videos do you like watching on, because you say you scroll TikTok a lot.
Not really. But yeah, I do.
What?
It's like, I'm not like on TikTok all the time. Like.
Right, but you will have a time that's dedicated to it. Not dedicated, but...
Sometimes, yeah.
Right.
Because the way you said it made me sound jobless.
That's not what I meant.
Okay.
But you have a time where you're like, right, okay.
Yeah.
Or the TikToks that you send to your friends.
Okay, fair.
Or the TikToks that your friends send you.
Yeah, because I don't like sending TikToks.
Why? Because you're worried about if they like it.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah, I think I have a fear of rejection.
Really?
I think so, yeah. So it's like I don't really, because I find it funny, but if you don't find it funny, then it's like, you know?
Yeah.
But I like really dry humor. Straight, deadpan.
Yeah. I know some shows you like.
You know?
Yeah.
I like accidental humor. You know?
Oh, as in like not trying to be, wait, no, hang on.
It's like.
But not a comedy then.
It's a comedy.
Yeah.
Right? We know it's a comedy, but you're watching it and it doesn't feel like you're trying to make me laugh. You're just, okay. It's just funny. And that's why I like Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Yes.
Because Larry David is just insane.
Right.
So do you know what I mean? So he just has these things about him. Mm. And then when you binge watch it, you find yourself like sharing his views because he says things that people shouldn't really say.
Right.
But it's actually true. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like he had this thing about, you know, birthdays, for example.
Oh, yeah.
And if it's your birthday on today,
mm-hmm.
and then you're talking about my parties in 2 weeks. And he's like, but why? You know, there should be a cutoff point. You know?
You like a cutoff point, don't you?
Because you just can't go around like saying, oh, okay, it's my birthday today, but yeah, my party's going to be in a month. It's gone. Wait till next year. It's just a bit, you know?
Right. Okay.
Things are happening. There's new birthdays now. So now it's like, oh, okay. Now we're celebrating July's birthday. You know what I'm saying? It's just like,
right.
We need some, you know, some structure. And Larry taught me that.
Okay.
You know?
I'm a rule breaker, so I can't agree.
Yeah, you can't agree.
Yeah.
Who is Kyle? How would you describe yourself?
Wow, that's deep.
Mm.
How would I describe myself? I don't know. I've never been asked this before.
I love that.
How would I describe myself? I'm trying to think of like how to describe myself without including work.
It's hard.
It is hard. It shouldn't be that hard.
It shouldn't be, yeah.
Because what am I outside of being an actor?
That's what I want to know. Are you acting now?
Oh, since we started, yeah. Since you clapped.
Oh.
No, this is real. This is real me. What am I? I don't know. I get like, I'm a creative person.
Mm.
I like making things.
Mm.
I realize, okay, so I do, sorry.
Don't break my furniture, please.
I apologize.
Thank you.
Is that from TK Maxx?
Who knows, actually? They decorated it for me.
Oh, that's nice.
It's quite nice, isn't it?
It's a lamp.
Yeah. It's quite nice.
That's not done what I thought it would. Okay. I realised someone asked me what I want, as in, like, why do I... I'm an actor, sure, but why? Mm. I'm like, because I love performing there, yeah, but why? Mm. Because I, like, want to show off, yeah, why? And when I got through all the whys and got down to the real crux of this whole thing that I'm doing, it's because I want to host dinner parties. That's not why I started it. That's not why I started acting.
But that's where you landed.
But that's why I want to, like...
That's really interesting.
Because my idea of my happy place is being surrounded by friends. Friends that don't necessarily know each other, but hearing them get to know each other. Mm. And then chiming in here and there with, like, oh, yeah, and they did that, and tell them about this, and da-da-da. And I'd love being around, like, my birthdays are... I'd have big birthdays, big birthday parties. And I bring a lot of people together, people that don't necessarily know each other.
Will I be invited?
You will at the next one. Thank it's you. A while away now.
When is it?
March.
I will remember.
Okay. Yeah. And I bring people together and people meet and I'm watching them meet and I'm watching them interact. And then I'm seeing these friendships grow later. Like two of the girls that came to my birthday this year, we went to Barcelona. Mm. And two of them are now like with each other every week.
Wow.
And I'm like, I made that.
Yeah, but you're just like me. Yeah.
Yeah. But the reason... That I enjoy that and I enjoy food and I want to bring those two together and I just so I've started these dinner parties that I do quarterly. I don't know if you've seen, but I have quarterly dinner parties with 7 or 8 people that don't know each other, but all of them this is a hard bit. All of them know one other person as well as me. So I'm sitting on Instagram going through stuff, trying to work it out. Would so they have specific. Met? How have they met? And it's people from different backgrounds. So, like, we had Perry Shakespeare, who was on one. So she's an athlete. Actors, directors, not all creative people, musicians, whatever. But also, I mean, it's just because those are the people that I come into contact with. Anyone who I meet who I think, oh, they'd be great. And then I'll match them with this person and that person and that person. But I just want to do that. On a very successful level in a very nice house. So the success will get me, like, you know, the house and the plates and the food. But then along the way, I've made these friends.
Yeah.
And so I think...
This is so cute because it goes back to you being the only child, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's really deep.
And I mean, I guess I was doing dinner parties when I was growing up as an only child, but they weren't real people.
So you've been preparing for this your whole life?
I think so, yeah. Yeah. But it's what, like, you know, when I'd never been asked that before. I just always thought, I want to act. I want to be an actor. Mm. It's like, well, okay, outside of that, with the success, what do you want?
I love that. I think that is the most adorable thing, honestly.
Thanks.
It's really great.
Have you been asked this before? What you want the success to do?
No, actually. No one's ever asked me that. And it's a very, very good question.
Mm. It's something that you have to think about, I think. Yeah. It's not like an immediate, like...
Yeah, it's a really good question, actually. Because I really like dinner parties. Mm. Do you know dinner parties, though, is very specific, though, in terms of, like, who you have in the middle?
Right, yes.
Do you know what I mean? Because I feel like the two middles, they control the conversation. Do you know what I mean? And they bounce, they, you know what I'm saying? If you have two wrong in the middle, the dinner party is cooked.
But, no pun intended, but the key, I think, is to have something that brings everyone together. I've had a magician, 2 of the 3 that I've had so far.
Wow.
I've never done 4.
Wow.
I've had a magician at 2 of the 4, and then the last one I had was sponsored by Waitrose Cookery School. Thank you. And they did like an interactive cooking experience. So they made all the ingredients, and then they let us put it together and then add our own toppings and stuff like that.
Wow.
It was great. It was really good. It's going to be hard to top that next one.
So, okay, before we move on. Then the next one, when is it happening?
Well, it's quarterly, so it will probably be October.
Okay. I'm free.
You are?
Yeah.
Good to know.
Yeah.
But it might not be right for the October.
It
might have to wait till January.
I think I'm right for October.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Right.
I'd like to be there.
Right.
You know, it would be nice. Actually.
Okay.
A dinner party, get to meet new people.
Yeah.
I think I'll make a great additional guest.
I think so.
Yeah. I have great conversations.
Yeah.
You know? I ask great questions. Mm-hmm. I like to dig deep.
Yeah.
You know? And actually, a lot of people say I have a face that makes them want to be my friend.
Well, I thought that.
Yeah.
To be fair.
And it's great.
Yeah.
You know? It's really great. I like
that. What are your dietary requirements?
I don't like blue cheese.
Okay. You know?
Blue cheese, goat cheese, please. I don't like
it. You lactose intolerant?
No, I just don't like
it. Oh, you don't like it?
Yeah. I'm not vegetarian.
Right.
Or anything like that.
Yeah.
I think they're a bit dramatic. I'm sorry if you're vegetarian.
Okay. Right. You eat everything?
Pretty much, yeah.
Apart from those cheeses?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. So great. It'd be great if I can be there. But that could be a good TV show too. Have you thought about that?
Someone said that, yeah. I had a director at the last one, Miles Whittingham.
I know Miles.
Do you?
Tall.
Yeah.
I don't know him, I've seen him around.
Right. And he said it could be a good TV show. Mm. And I thought, maybe. But do people want to watch you go... People are going to hate that bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really irritating. Sorry, guys. Yeah.
So it's interesting. Maybe. I mean, maybe snippets and maybe, I don't know. But the interactive element was great at that Waitrose thing. And I was thinking, how do I get in more of that? Mm. But I don't want to do it at the same place every time. I do it different place, different people.
That's very cool.
Thank you.
So really and truly, you're someone who brings people together.
Yeah.
You like to see people.
Oh, yeah, I forgot that was a question.
Yeah, you're someone who likes to bring people together.
Yeah.
You know, you're more than an actor.
I think so.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which is great. And I love that I've learned that about you today, actually. Mm. You know, I think there's a really nice warmth about you, you know?
Thanks.
You know, bringing people together, letting people interact, become friends. You know, some people don't like sharing their friends.
Yeah. It's I've like never understood thing. It.
Yeah, I love it. I love mixing my friends. One time, though, that I didn't enjoy it because it felt like I was being left out.
Okay.
When I was younger.
Right.
But now as an adult, I love it. I love my... And all my friends get on. Like,
are
whenever
you a matchmaker?
I mix it. I've attempted, but it didn't work.
Right.
Well. But I will do it again.
Yeah.
Because I think there's not enough of that. Mm. You know? I think that's the best way to meet someone, by friend of a friend.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But people don't want to do it. They're like, oh no, I think he's not great, da, 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 but he's not great to you.
Why didn't you say she's not great?
Because it's been said to me.
Oh, right.
I'm just
this
like,
is from real experience.
I'm just like...
Okay.
Or like, you know, when it's a girl best friend, for example.
Yeah.
And she's all like, I'm like, oh, what's your friend saying? Well, actually, this hasn't happened to me, but for example.
Mm.
And they just want to hold on to their bestie. And it's like, let it go.
Yeah.
You guys haven't done anything. It's been 25 years. You guys haven't even lived. Right. Nothing has happened. You've had drunken nights.
Nothing has
accidentally happened. Mm. Let it go. But I think some people, they have this thing like, maybe one day something might. And I'm like, you're being greedy.
Yeah.
Let it go.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think we need to bring about matchmaking.
I've done a lot of matchmaking in my time.
And has it worked?
Yeah. Some of them are still together. We're talking 5 years.
Really?
6 years. Yeah.
Do you have someone for me?
No. I don't know any. No, nothing. Sorry, I realised how that sounded. That sounded like it was because of you, and it's not. I just don't know any good men. Mm. There's none left. All my friends that were good men have been taken. They left their wives, and now they're. I'm joking, but I don't know any single good men.
Wow.
Sorry.
It's just a time that we're living in.
Yeah. Some of the best men I know. Well, the one best man that I know who's actually like solid right down to his core, like a genuine, loyal, nice, caring, loving, good man is getting married in end of August. So if you're quick.
So it hasn't happened yet. Still got time. Yeah.
You've got 1 month from today. They're all.
It seems like you have a lot of friends that are getting married and stuff like that. Like, do you go to a lot of weddings?
This year, 5.
I've not been invited to one.
Really?
And that is really alarming to me.
5 this year.
See?
But you know what's coming around as well?
What's coming around?
Divorces.
That's what we're waiting for, really. The second round.
There's been 2 divorces from weddings that I've been to.
I've only had 1. But they do say,
it's sad
though,
to see, isn't it?
It's really, really sad on one end.
Mm.
You know? It's sad. On one end, that this had to end, this love story. But then on the other end, what it means for people who are single, not me in particular, there's a new influx. Do you know what I mean?
Newly single. Do you want a divorced man?
Actually, my friend has a theory, actually, that actually she wants to be the second wife.
Really?
Because it's like, for you to want to get married again, right? You've gone through, like, whatever myth you had about marriage.
Yeah.
You've experienced it. Do you know what I mean? You've lived with someone, you know what you want more, you know what it's like, you know what to expect. So now going into it a second time, apparently men who get married a second time, the second wives actually enjoy the best.
Wow.
It's actually like a thing that the second wife is actually a great place to be in because...
But no one wants to aim to be second wife.
You don't aim.
Yeah.
You don't aim for it. You know, but maybe your story is just written that way and you're just going to be a second wife.
Yeah, but what about when they keep referencing their last wife? Yeah, or when they call you, you're their second wife?
I don't think they call you the second wife.
Oh, like, not until, my wife. Until you've had the third.
If there's no kids as well, you know, you know, then it's like, wow, you know what I'm saying? Mm. But yeah, it's not something, I don't think you plan for it, but some women do. I actually spoke to someone and she was like, she would actually like to be the third or second.
Wow.
That's what she wants for herself. When she explained it to me, I said...
Yeah, but financially, that's not great.
It's not great.
Especially when they're still going through, like, legal proceedings.
And timing as well. You've got to wait, like, about 2 years or so.
Yeah.
Before they're even ready to go again. But I know some guys, actually, they've already gone again.
It's mad, like, being our age. And
your age.
Realizing that, like, people have been married for 10 years or something like that.
Yeah. Or,
like... I mean, maybe not 10, but I've got friends that have been together, for example, like our mutual, Daisy, and they've been together 15 years.
Yeah, it's amazing.
It is amazing, some but people it's get also really... like, should I be doing that?
Yeah. And I, you know, sometimes I get a little bit jealous, actually, of the fact that someone has done it again. Because I'm like, it's a bit greedy, isn't it? You already had the love of your life.
Right.
Didn't work out, but now... Yeah. You're making a new announcement and you're like, this is the love of my life. And I'm like, wow, you've had two.
Yeah.
How do I get to the, you know.
Not even on first.
To the
and
one.
You're on seconds.
You're on second.
Yeah.
I'm like, wow. But I think some people are really good at relationships. They're really good at like that crossover. You know?
But also I think it's important to be able to spend time alone.
Yeah, but for how long?
Not too long.
Yeah, this is the thing.
But I've got friends that jump. Got to be in a relationship. Got to be in a Can't go 3 weeks without being single.
Yeah.
Sort yourself out.
Yeah, at least give it four.
Have a month off.
At least a month.
Have a home phase.
At least a month. You know, it's important. I think it's important for growth, actually.
Yeah.
But not too long. I think the longer you're single, the harder it is to get in a relationship. And I think that's what happens. Because you're actually so used to being by yourself.
Yeah.
You're used to, like, your own habits, your own time. Like, I'm dating now. And, like, even little things, like, someone will call me and, you know, they want to, had a great day. I'm like, okay, I give great dates. Do you know what I mean? I'm a great dater, you know, especially the first date.
What, as in, do you plan it?
No, as in just my company. You know, I make a great first date. I get like raving reviews from the first date, you know.
So then what happens after?
That's where it gets complicated.
So how do you know you're a great first date? If,
because they always want to see me again.
Right.
You know, I get told in the date, it's like, wow. I've had such a great time with you.
Yeah.
I would love to do this again. And I'm like, I know.
Right.
Of course you do.
Yeah.
Right. But then it's like trying to get me the second time. That's when it gets a little techie. Because then I'm like, oh, I'm busy. Da, 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 da. And I have to really try my best to like, because I'm not really activated until I like you.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? When I like you,
you
can't
get
rid of me.
That stage.
Exactly. And it's just hard. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. So, like, for example, we go out and had a great time, blah, blah, blah. So I'm like, okay, we had a great time. Mm. You said we're going to do it again.
Mm-hmm.
I put you in a diary for that. Let's say it's in 3 days.
Yeah.
But you're already calling me, you know, the next day. I'm like, but I'm really going to see you in a couple of days. But I get that in between you have to talk and stuff. But the thing is, I'm watching Monk. You're cutting into that time now. So now you want to talk to me about my day, but I'm used to being by myself. And at nighttime, I'm watching the show.
It sounds like you've got work to do. If we're being honest with each other. Because Monk is from 20 years ago. Pause it. You're not missing out. No one on the TL is talking about it, and you're going to miss out on the convo. Pause that. Invest in... You had a great first date. Keep it up. What you're saying is crazy.
Do you have a lover?
Yeah.
How did you transition?
From...
How did you get... How did you jump in from the dating to official? Was it hard? Was it a long process?
It was a long process, yeah. Mm. But I just had to be sure.
How do you know you're sure?
When I don't want them to go home.
Aww. That's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
All right. That, no, is no, so, that is so romantic.
Mm.
You just don't want them to go home.
Mm.
Or like for me, if I like, I pause the show.
Mm.
You know? Pause it. I pick up. And I'm excited. That's when I will know.
Right.
You know? That will be the indication.
Okay.
You know?
Right. Well, maybe you haven't found your the one to excite you enough then.
Maybe.
When was the last time you felt butterflies?
About 3 months ago.
And then?
It disappeared. Oh. No, I'm joking. No, do you know what? I feel like I've been quite focused this year. So yeah. I haven't really been thinking about it. Like jokes aside, I've just been very like work, da 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 da. But it have been, I have liked some people. I've been like, oh. Mm. But then it's just like wrong timing and you can like someone and they don't like you back and da 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 da. And there's all of that in it. But I've been open, you know? Mm. And I did text and say, hey, sorry, I'm watching the show. I'll call you back.
Did you call back? That's on you.
That's on me.
Yeah.
That's on me. That's the end of this therapy session. I feel like we've been talking for ages, actually. Yeah. It's a good bonding session.
Yeah.
How you feeling?
Great.
Yeah?
You can come to dinner.
That's all I wanted, guys. That's all I wanted. I wanted to come to the dinners.
Yeah.
Okay, I want to be there.
Just one. It's not recurring.
So what? You just get one entrance?
Yeah.
For everyone?
Yeah.
Rah. What if I want to come again?
Then you have to organise it.
I probably, anyways, I'm not, because it's just going to go into a long thing.
Right.
I was going to say, I think I'll probably throw better dinner parties than you, but.
You won't.
Okay. Okay. Are you as adult as you think you are?
I can be. I can turn it on.
Mm.
When necessary.
Okay.
I got told off last night.
For what?
When's the last time you got told off?
I didn't get told off. No, actually, that's a lie.
Mm.
I did kind of get told off like a month ago.
By?
Someone.
All right. Mysterious. I got told off by the Uber driver yesterday.
Told off, Papa?
Yeah.
Wow, what did you do?
I started eating my Burger King.
You can't do that, though. It's a rule.
Right.
And it's a smelly food as well. It's not a sandwich.
It's 11:30, right?
Mm.
And I've got into your Uber. I've just come out of Burger King.
Mm.
My journey is about 40 minutes.
Mm.
If you're not going to let this thing go cold, like it's tuna mayo sweet corn. This is sweet chili chicken royale. Burger King don't do that anymore. You have to add the sweet chili yourself.
Is it?
Yeah.
They've changed the recipe though. Because I had a burger the other day and it wasn't as good.
No, it's not as good.
Yeah.
But whilst we're on the subject, KFC have changed the recipe of their chips and they are 10/10.
I'm glad you said that.
Yeah.
Because I agree.
Yeah.
I love the new chips.
People They're don't
like
great.
It. Yeah, some people don't like it. I'm like, no, what brilliant. Do you mean? It's brilliant. It's fantastic. Yeah. Okay.
So I got in there and I was like, I saw the no food sign and I was like, I was hoping he didn't have that. And then I'm trying to, you know, like when you're in assembly in school and you've got crisps or something in your pocket and you're trying to do it bare slowly so it doesn't start crumpling and making bare noise.
Yeah.
I was doing that in the back of the Uber. Like also, I'd had a few drinks. I went to an award show last night.
Mm-hmm.
Nominated for 4 awards, didn't win any of them. And I was trying to open
Wait,
this.
You didn't win any?
No. Not one. And
how did that make you feel?
It was fine. Mm. It wasn't me. The show that I was on was nominated,
Which
not
show
me.
Was it?
Great British Sewing Bee.
Oh, no, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Saw bits of that. I was like, wow.
Yeah. Nominated for 4 awards. But also, it's very unclear what series we were being nominated for.
What do you mean?
Because the series that I did just finished, like, last week.
Oh, so it's, you're actually...
So I don't think it is that one. I think it's the one from before.
So this is good then.
But they invited me, so I don't get it. Anyway, I don't understand.
That should bring you comfort then.
Yeah. But yeah, it was nominated for 4. We didn't win one. Fine. I got a goodie bag to take home.
That was great.
The drinks were £18.50, sure.
Well, they didn't even give you free drinks.
No. They put a bottle, because it was sponsored by Jose Cuero, and they put a bottle of it on every table and a miniature bottle in the goodie bags. But the actual drinks at the bar were £18.50 per cocktail, which I think is mad.
I think it's absurd.
Anyway, I'm in the back of the Uber trying to... And then he told me off. And I was like, boss, I'm not going to make it. I'm an adult. I'm not going to make a mess.
I'm not going to make a mess. And what did he say?
Oh, he said, no, you can see the sign. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah. I was like, I almost did the accent. And I said, don't do it.
Don't do that.
Don't
do that.
I'm good at accents, but don't do it anyway. I was like, oh, come on. Look at the suit. I don't want to put it on. Do you think I want
to
drop food on my clothes?
Yeah.
Because it'll go on my clothes before it goes in your car.
Yeah. And what did he say?
He's like, no. We've got people. We've got, like, my next customer is going to... Exactly. And I was like, I'll wind the window down. Please, I'm hungry.
And then what happened?
And then he just sort of started ignoring me. You know, like your parents would when they're, like, sick of your shit.
And then you just said, that was it.
So I just started, like, breaking it off and, you know, like that. Instead of this what I really wanted to do.
Yeah, but he said no food. See, okay. So you're not as adult as you think you are. This is adulthood according to me.
Right.
And already, it's not really given adult, but whatever. So I'm going to ask you a few questions.
Go on.
And then, you know. Do you know where your socks are?
Yes.
That was really quick. Okay, love that for you.
I've got socks in 4 different places, and I know where all of them are. I've got the socks that I'll only wear at home.
Mm-hmm.
I've got trainer socks,
mm-hmm.
like the little ones.
Mm-hmm.
And the Invisi sock. And then I've got my day-to-day ones.
Mm.
And then I've got them in 3 places. I've got socks that I've stolen but won't wear. Because I always steal socks from set. Okay. Every job I do, I steal socks.
As just a...
Just like something to remember it by. I don't call it stealing. What? You're not going to give these socks to someone else.
They might.
Every time you do a job, they give you new socks. So what are they doing with the old socks?
That is a very valid point.
I'm taking them.
You should take them.
So I've got socks that I was still, but I don't wear because they're butters.
So you just take it out of principle?
Yeah, I've got like some domino socks that I took from some job and they're bad.
And you just leave them and you just look at them.
Yeah, but also, you know, like I entertain guests a lot. Sometimes people ask for socks.
And is those the socks you give them?
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
That's quite adult, the fact that you give people socks. Okay. Do you have an air fryer?
Yes. Ninja, 9-in-1. Do you want to know what the 9 are?
No.
Okay.
You've got money. That's what I'm getting.
Why?
For this. Yeah. You live a fancy life.
I've had it for 2 years.
Whatever,
and
okay.
It cost me $197.99.
Thank you for that price point.
That's all right.
It's just emphasizes my point even more.
What?
You got money. You got money.
Yeah.
Okay, I love that.
I mean, I don't think that is the proof that I've got.
Yeah, it's an indication of wealth. Do you have life insurance?
No. I've been looking at quotes for 1 year.
They're quite pricey. Yeah. I'm just like,
yeah.
How long am I going to pay this for?
Yeah, also I've got no one to give my money to. So.
So you don't have a will?
No. Don't start getting ideas, guys. I don't know what that means. I do need to get life insurance.
Okay.
But it's been on my to-do list for a really long time.
Yeah. Maybe you should get on with that.
Yeah.
Do you...
Hang on. The way you said that suggested... we're the same age.
Okay, sure. do you have any plants?
Yeah.
Oh, how many do you have?
Right, so I had Kenneth, and Kenneth dead now. Well, not completely dead, sort of like...
Nearly there.
Just, yeah, on his way out.
Yeah, yeah.
Geraldine Lewis, who has been moved and is now thriving. I have a cactus that I killed that I honestly don't understand how.
Cactus.
I really don't get how I've killed that. Hasn't got a name.
Okay.
And that is it. But I buy flowers quite a lot.
Oh, that's quite nice.
Yeah.
Is that like a... That's nice.
I think it spruces up the gap.
Yeah, it does. It's like quite wholesome.
Yeah.
Okay.
And also, I think that's a nice delivery hack. When you can't reach the the full amount that you get, need. Yeah. I think buy flowers.
Yeah. Okay. Not bad. Yeah. Do you know the settings on your dishwasher?
I don't have a dishwasher. I'm the dishwasher.
I respect it. Mm. I respect it.
Wish I wasn't. But when I was in my flat, I knew the settings. But my housemate, Jax, who knows nothing about anything apart from like computers, and, he was doing the craziest shit you've seen. Have you ever seen someone load glasses in the dishwasher upright?
No, you don't do that. It's the other way
around. The guy was moving mad.
That's very bad. That's not, there's no, it's this way down. Yeah.
Imagine, because afterwards it's full of the dishwater.
Yeah, exactly.
And then he just poured it into the sink and we'll put it in a cupboard.
Oh.
The guy's a sicko.
Oh, that's not good. That's anyway, not good.
Yeah, I knew when I did have a dishwater.
Yeah.
I was all about them settings.
Okay.
Because sometimes I feel like 2 hours is too long.
Yeah.
Especially if there's no forks left. Because that guy was using every fork every day. Just wash one fork, bruv. Every time you need a fork, you're getting it. And he'll use a fork to cook, like, I don't know, whisk something.
Yeah.
Dishwasher. Pick up another one. Wash it.
Unhinged.
But I understand he came from a big household, big as in a lot of people in the house. His mum, dad, he was one of five siblings. So seven people, they'd never had a dishwasher. So he got one, he got too excited.
He thought, wow, this is heaven.
Yeah.
This is great, okay. You know what? You are quite adult, I have to say.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah. Apart from the life insurance and the no will, you know.
Do people have that?
Some people do.
I should, shouldn't I?
Yeah, yeah, it's something that you should have. But it's okay, I've got you a gift.
Have you? Do you know what? I honestly was going to get you a gift. I saw something when I was walking here and I thought it'd be hilarious if I got you that.
You didn't listen to your spirit.
No. Yeah. It's so hot. I was going to get it for you, but I don't know if you'd have worn it. Lens wipes.
For what lens? Because sometimes you need a lens wipe. Do you wear glasses?
Is this a sponsorship?
And sometimes you feel like your glasses are blurry, or do you have a phone and you feel like, oh my God, I need to clean my camera? I introduce to you OptiClear.
What the hell has this got to do with me? What do you mean you got me a gift? What are you talking about? Is this an ad?
No.
Thank you, I think.
Guys, I'm actually gonna stop giving people gifts. They don't appreciate it.
Do you do this every time?
I get a gift for all of my guests.
Do you?
Yeah. Your phone could be dirty.
From the lost and found department.
That was a thoughtful gift. Because sometimes your phone is dirty, you use the wipes and it cleans it. You can take better pictures.
My camera is cracked, so I can't take pictures anyway. Literally just right on the camera, I've got a crack. I need to get a new phone. Look at the state of that. Look how dirty it is.
Well, that's your own personal story. How is that supposed to know?
Well, I'll use this on my new phone and my new glasses, I guess, that I'll buy on the way home.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm so glad that you love it.
Yeah, it's really thoughtful. Lens wipes.
Yeah.
How many are in here?
There's a few.
26? How much has it set you back?
Set me back quite a bit.
Wow.
Yeah.
No, thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I mean, it's annoying because this box is too big for my pockets and I don't have a bag, but...
Anyways, we've come to the end of the show.
Oh.
I know.
I was having fun.
I know. It was a great time. The water's finished.
Yeah.
Got juice.
And this is probably hot now.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Probably not ideal.
But £4 that cost me. I bought a patty and I bought that drink. And the drink was double the price of the patty.
Money bags. Make it rain on the holes.
No, I'm complaining about it. All right, fair enough.
Anyways,
I'll let you do the outro, sorry.
Guys, first of all, thank you for coming. Really enjoyed your company, actually.
Yes, likewise.
Yeah.
We're friends now, right?
Definitely.
Great.
Definitely. Guys, thank you so much for listening to another episode of Faking Adulthood. Thank you guys for watching. You guys know the vibes, okay? Please do not forget to tell a friend. I don't want to be your secret lover. I want to be your main squeeze, okay? So tell a friend, leave some comments, let me know what you thought.
Have these expired? Why does it say 11/06/2024? What does that mean? Can wipes expire?
That would actually make a lot of sense.
Is this from a Christmas cracker? Where did you get this?
It was just, I was doing my outro.
Oh, sorry. sorry. Edit me out.
No, I'm keeping it. Skeptic. Well, look, you guys know the vibes, okay? If you did not like my co-host, please don't use that as a reason to not come back, okay? He's not going to be here next week. So please come back. Next week, we have someone else. And, you know, if you're listening right now, I really appreciate you. Please leave a rating, but only if it's 5 stars. If it's under 5 stars, please keep your rating to yourself and in your group chat. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for watching. Love you guys. Bye.
Bye.